Today's reading is from Psalm 46. God is a refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her. At break of day, nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. Well, Sandy's been away for a couple of weeks. We've been continuing with our occasional series in Psalms. And last week Alan brought us Psalm 119, which is quite a lengthy task, but well done. And today we're looking at Psalm 46. Again, this is another well-known psalm. A psalm that's often turned to in times of trouble, in times of need, when we find life hard. None more so than on this Remembrance Sunday. Times when you need reassurance of God's presence. In verse 1 it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Be assured of the power and security of God. The Lord Almighty is with us. He's with you, he's with me. It opens with a description and a wonderful promise based on his character. And as we just said, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. The next verse continues with what should be our natural response. And in verse 2 it says, therefore we will not fear. Therefore we will not fear. It's easy to say, but perhaps not so easy to do in our lives. Trust in God. Psalm 46 describes various kinds of disasters and the chaos that marks our existence in this broken world. The psalmist makes reference in verses 2 and 3 to natural disasters such as earthquakes, volcanoes, landslides and floods. And also in verses 8 and 9 includes the elements of war and violence. But through all of this, we will not fear. In hardships of this life, we find safety, refuge, and rest in God. The world is unstable, but the city of God, referenced in verses 4 and 6, his habitation is established and secure. No matter what happens in this world, God will be exalted, and those who are in his will ultimately be safe. Verses 10 and 11, we have the refrain, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Again, easy to say, but perhaps not so easy to do in our lives. Trust in God. The construction of Psalm 46 is quite interesting. You have disasters and trials all detailed in verses 2, 3, 8 and 9. But all this trouble that is identified is surrounded by God's promises. The verses about the difficulties of life are noticeably sandwiched between verses about the power and safety of the Lord. Verses 1, 4 to 7 and 10 to 11 describe God's power and safety in the midst of those difficulties. This is quite a reassuring picture. The imagery that comes to mind is one of a parent who protects, who hugs and comforts a fearful and upset child. God the Father surrounds us, comforts and protects us in our difficulties. It's important to note that the psalmist doesn't say that God will remove us from this difficulty or situation. Rather, God will protect us and glorify himself in the midst of the difficulty. So life will have its ups and downs. Life is not straightforward. There will be challenges. The Christian life is not all blissful worshipping and praising God all day long, a never-ending round of blessings. The world is a messy place. Our lives are messy. It is into this world that Jesus came, and it is this world that we are part of. In my limited experience, it's not a clean, safe, sanitized world, but one that provides challenges to our faith every day, every week. Yes, you've been blessed, and you will be blessed by God throughout your life, but there will also be times of hardship, times of challenge. Times when it is hard going, times when you begin to doubt yourself. Everyone has doubts about their faith and their understanding of God. We have all experienced such times, and it can be difficult when it's happening to you to rationalize. Why should this be happening to you? Some would say, why me? Alternatively, why not you? As we explore this theme a little bit further, let us look at other biblical verses that are referenced here. There is a sense that God sometimes uses trials to strengthen our character. In Romans 5 verses 3 and 4 it says, we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us. The Lord is pleased when his children grow in character. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 17 says, I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. And this same sentiment is also reflected in Psalm 15, where language such as blameless, righteous, truth, honor is used and concludes with the phrase, he who does these things will never be shaken. The theme of safety and security is again seen in Proverbs 18 verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. He is our refuge. God provides safety. We take shelter in our relationship with him. He is our strength. God gives us the power we need to endure hardship and suffering as we serve him, to fight spiritual battles, to resist temptation, and bear up under persecution. We are weak, but he is strong. Paul says in Corinthians, that is why, for this Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Not in our own strength, but in his. So looking back at Psalm 46, in verse 11, which is the final one, verse, it says, the Lord Almighty is with you. The God of Jacob is our fortress. In this psalm, there are two sets of people. The ones who are protected by the Lord, and the others who are resisting and fighting against the Lord. So which group do you fall into? Are you under the protection of God, or are you still resisting? True peace will not come until we are all with the Lord. In verse 4 it says, the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. This means that in this world we may experience hurt, and eventually we will all die. But in the midst of it all, God is working everything out for good. Romans 8, verse 28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So for those who belong to God, even the difficult, the bad stuff in life, the why me moments, all this will have a good end. We are eternally safe. This is the purpose of our lives. The ultimate goal is to exalt and glorify God. As you rest in his protection during the difficulties of this life, you are showing the goodness and power of God. Thus, no matter what happens, continue to trust in him. Put aside those doubts. And even if things don't seem to turn out as planned or as you would like, remember that you're not home yet. We are all on a journey. Because God promises to be our refuge and strength, we do not fear. Because he is an ever-present help in trouble, those who belong to him can commit to their way to him. God is saying, in a sense, be still. Trust me, I've got this covered. It's interesting to note that the majority of the psalm is written in the third person as the psalmist speaks about God. However, God's voice breaks through loud and clear in verse 10, and the Lord speaks and says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. Be still. This is a call for those involved in war to stop fighting, to be still. Christians often interpret the command to be still as to be quiet in God's presence. Whilst quietness is certainly helpful, the phrase means to stop frantic activity, the busyness, to slow down and to be still. For God's people, being still would involve looking to the Lord for their help. For God's enemies, being still would mean ceasing to fight a battle they can never win. Know that I am God. To know here means to see, acknowledge, and be aware. How does our acknowledgement of God impact our stillness? We know that God is all-knowing, present everywhere, all-powerful, holy, sovereign, faithful, infinite, and good. Acknowledging God implies that we can trust him and surrender to his plan. Because if we understand who he is, we know exactly who our God is. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. In the days of Isaiah, it was tempting for the nation of Israel to align with foreign powers. And God reminds them that ultimately he is the one to be exalted. God wins. He defeats the enemy, and only he will bring peace. During Isaiah's time, Judah looked for help from the Egyptians, even though God warned against it. Judah didn't need the Egyptian might. They simply needed reliance on the Lord. Isaiah 30, verse 15. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. So in conclusion, it comes down to our relationship with God. Are you right with God? Is your heart, your mind, your soul, your actions, are they in tune with him? Are we still fighting, still resisting? Are there areas of our lives that we hang on to, never surrendering fully to him? There's little areas where we think, oh, it doesn't matter, or God wouldn't be interested in this or that. Be still and surrender to God. When we are still and surrender to God, we find peace. And as it says in Psalm 46, when there are natural disasters, all the nations go into uproar and kingdoms fall. When life gets overwhelming, life is too hard, and the business takes precedence. Remember that in verse 1 it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Run to him. Lay down your metaphorical weapons and fall into his arms. Acknowledge that he is God and that he is exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God.